If you've ever had something stolen, you have probably fantasized about taking revenge. Urban legend expert Jan Harald Brunvan joins us with some stories about thieves who get what they deserve.
Here in Salt Lake City, where I live, an apocryphal story is told as if it's true. Possibly it's told where you live as well. The story takes off by word of mouth in response to people's concern about thieves stealing packages out of parked cars. This time the thief gets a nasty shock. Usually a woman who is a friend of the storyteller is supposed to have been driving to a local shopping mall to exchange a present. She accidentally strikes and kills a cat. Not wanting to leave it there, the woman scrapes up the cat's body as best she can and transfers it to the plastic bag in which her goods for exchange are being carried. The logo on the bag belongs to a pricey department store. She leaves this plastic bag in her car with one window half open, and she heads into the mall to make the exchange. But looking back from across the parking lot, she sees an elderly woman reach into the car and steal the bag. So the friend of the friend supposedly follows this catnabber into the mall, watching to see what will happen. The old woman goes into a cafe, orders a cup of coffee, and then reaches into the bag to see what kind of loot she's picked up. When she feels the furry little corpse in the bag, she screams and faints. Paramedics are called, and they're just carrying the woman away in a stretcher when a helpful waitress at the cafe decides to reunite the old woman with what she thinks is her property. "Oh, you forgot her package," she says, putting the plastic bag under the unconscious woman's chest. Just then, the elderly thief starts to revive, and she opens her eyes and looks straight into the dead cat's face. Then she screams and faints again. This story has, I might say, dogged my footsteps for some 30 years. I first noted it when I was a graduate student at Indiana University. The story showed up in a 1959 newspaper column from Bloomington, Indiana, and was supposed to have happened in a department store in Indianapolis. But I found earlier versions with locales ranging from the West Coast and Washington, D.C. to Europe. Someone recently sent me a clipping from a Norwegian newspaper claiming the same episode happened there. The headline was, "Stål plast pusse med død kat. Stolen plastic bag contains dead cat." One variation on the theme says an apartment dweller's pet cat died of old age. The pet owner asks a friend in the suburbs to meet her in a downtown department store and take the dead cat, which she's wrapped in a package, home to bury it in her garden. But the package is stolen by a little old lady who later faints on the sidewalk outside the store, the open package by her side. In another version of this story, which I've traced to the first decade of this century, a person is going from place to place trying to dispose of the cat package by accidentally leaving it behind. But he's consistently foiled by some well-meaning bystander who reminds him to take his package. The person eventually gives up and goes home. There he opens the package again, only to discover that inside there's a ham or some steaks instead of the cat. The essential problem in all versions of the legend is keeping track of a corpse, which links this story to the legend about a family's disastrous trip to Mexico that ends when the grandmother dies. Her family tries to transport the body back home, tied to their car roof, but when they stop for a meal, the car, with grandmother on top, is stolen. The consistent theme of these stories is that the thief merely gets what he or she deserves. The story may not be true, but it certainly contains a bit of poetic justice.
Jan Harald Brunvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah. His latest collection of urban legends is The Mexican Pet.